From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is False Dichotomy Fia in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Fia was a flamingo, bright pink and cream, not very big, and she had a habit of dropping into the middle of any argument to make it simple. Her way of making things simple was always the same. She'd listen for about 3 seconds, then offer exactly 2 choices, usually wildly far apart, and ask, "Which one are you?" It always felt like you had to pick one. That feeling was the whole trap, because real life almost never has just 2 doors. It has a long hallway full of them. Fia knew that perfectly well. She was a teacher, and she sprang that either-or on you right out in the open so you could learn to feel the walls close in, and then learn to find the door nobody mentioned. Fia's love of 2 choices had an honest root. She couldn't stand a mess. As a young flamingo, she lived near a flock that argued about everything for hours, going in loops, never deciding anything. It made her feathers itch. Sophia invented a fix. She'd swoop in and chop the whole tangled mess down to 2 options. Instantly, the noise stopped. Instantly, people picked. It felt like magic. It felt clean. It took her a long time to notice what the cleanness cost. One day, she chopped a rich, many-sided question down to this or that and watched a genuinely good 3rd idea, one that would have made everyone happy, get thrown out with the mess, simply because it wasn't one of her 2 doors. The tidiness had eaten the truth. Fia realized her clean little binary wasn't simpler at all. It was just smaller, and it left all the best options outside. Fia flapped into Logic Quest and folded her wings very neatly. Inspector Logos looked up. "What is the false dichotomy?" "It's giving only 2 options, Fia said, "when there are really more. You squeeze a big, many-answer question down to either A or B, and it makes people feel like those are the only 2, so they never see the 3rd and 4th and 5th. She smoothed a feather. "I do it because 2 feels clean and simple, but clean isn't the same as true. The skill is remembering to list all the options, not just my tidy 2. Inspector Logos nodded. "Some questions really are binary. The light is on or off, but most big ones are a whole spectrum. Telling those apart is the job." She smiled. "Hired. You may keep your desk tidy." Fia's classroom moment came on a noisy afternoon when a class was planning a field trip and getting nowhere. Science museum, history museum, the bouncy castle park, everyone talking over everyone. Fia landed in the middle, feathers perfectly smooth. "Okay, listen up. This is easy. Either we go to the science museum or we stay home and do extra math homework. Which one are you?" The room went quiet. A boy named Leo scratched his head. "Wait, can't we go to the zoo? Or the art gallery? Or the chocolate factory?" "Those aren't my options," Fia said firmly. "Pick one of mine." Leo frowned, but neither of those is even close to what anyone wanted. Fia let her firmness soften, because this was exactly the lesson. "You're right, Leo, and you just did the whole trick to catch it. Here's how, every time. First, list all the options, not just 2. Even the silly ones at first. Second, look for the choices in between. My 2 are usually at opposite ends, and there's almost always a middle. Not all carrots and not all broccoli. Maybe some carrots and a sandwich. Third, look for combinations, a bit of one and a bit of the other, or a brand new door I never mentioned. And fourth, check if it's a real 2-choice question. On or off, yes or no, inside or outside, those genuinely are binary. But a field trip? That's a hallway full of doors," she ruffled cheerfully. "So, zoo, gallery, museum, or a bit of 2. Now you're actually choosing." That evening, Leo found Fia preening by the window. "It felt kind of awful for a second," he said, "when you said this or that, like the room got small." "I know that feeling," Fia said gently. "Boxed in, no air, only two doors and neither one's yours. She spread a wide pink wing toward the open window where the whole evening stretched out. And then feel this, the moment you remember there are more doors, it's like windows flung wide. The room gets big again, and you can breathe. She smiled. Listing all the options is the skill, Leo, but that lovely open feeling, that wide windows feeling when the trap springs open, that's the one that means you're really thinking. Chase that one. Leo took a big breath of the open evening and grinned and went to tell the class about the zoo.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to False Dichotomy FIA. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.